from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Indeed, indeed. It is time for Friday Live, and it's a very, very special Friday Live today. We've got someone who isn't unfamiliar to BFM, a friend of BFM, and we're so lucky that you're joining us on this, your release day, Geneva AM. How are you doing?
Kia ora. Yeah, good. Feeling really excited and kind of like crazy. Yeah.
We're so blessed. So you released your debut album, Picky Picky, today.
Mm.
Are there any other plans for release day apart from doing this thing?
Oh, you're the only thing in my plans. Okay,
we feel so special.
BFM is the priority, okay?
We feel so special. And this album, it's wicked, man. I woke up this morning, I was excited to listen to it, and it exceeded the expectations I had for it already based off the singles. So very happy for this. I do want to talk about, I guess, how long you had this formulating for. How long have these songs been with you?
Gestating probably 2 years, but like not at the same time, because all of it kind of came into fruition in the like past year or so. But usually, like, after all of those conversations occur, it's like an 8 month period
where
it actually has to get done, you know.
We're gunning for it,
but I just didn't want to agonize over anything, and if things didn't work out, I just kind of came up with different solutions, like as you do, and tried not to, like, you know, hold any prisoners, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
alongside the release of the album, you also released a music video for Tupuna Rako. It was a collaboration between Louis Olsen and Kahu Rangiariki.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing, man. She's
so
such a talented
amazing.
Artist.
I was really, really lucky to work with both of them, and working a green screen, a blue screen, which was the first time ever. So shout outs to Louis and to Kahu Rangiariki, and also to Levon, who did the makeup, who did the Princess Leia vibe, and also Stephen Junil Park, who made the dress.
It's one of my favorite songs, and I think the visualizer just like it hit the nail completely on the head there. I do want to talk about the whole album, because there's so many eclectic sounds in there. There's like some classical stuff, some metal. Metal Puriane.
Do you reckon that's metal? There's like Paul Karikariana,
It's the Paul Karikariana.
But Puriane, I mean, you could say it's metal. What is metal?
It's just cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was Paul Karikariana I was talking about, but that's wicked as hell. But there's like this dance current that underlies all of it, which is so groovy. Did that just happen, or was that intentional? You're like, I want to draw from all these different sources.
I wanted to pay homage to all these Waiata Tawhito that like shaped me and were there, and I was thinking about how buzzy it was that Paul Karikariana, you know, you're like singing this really sad song about someone who's saying goodbye to their fiance and breaking up with them and sending their ring and just being real dramatic, and then it's kind of like like, you know, like real show tunes vibes. And it's about like, it's like over 100 years old.
Insane.
You know, like I just wanted to bring it into the now, and I wanted to imagine like what would it be like if Paul Karikariana with those types of lyrics, if it was released now. And I reckon it would just be like an emo rock metal vibe, kind of heavy guitar, drums, bass, you know, just an emotional time.
It's so beautiful. And you've done that a few times on the album. You've had these kind of classic Reo Māori songs and brought them in with a new life. And one of the things I love about the album too is it feels like you're holding our hand. Like right before Tū Tira Mai Ngā Iwi, you're like, I need you guys help with the song. And I'm like, I had me the geeks like smiling at my desk. I was like, I know this. Like, I put my hand up. I was like, yo, me.
Yes.
It's so sick that you like kind of inserted yourself into the record that way. Where did that idea come from?
Well, I really wanted to pay a respect to Wei Huata, who wrote that song, because over, you know, 50 years of its existence, it actually accidentally got written down wrong and then taught in schools with the wrong lyrics. And it's such a well-loved song. So I just wanted to bring it back to the author and bring it back to like this a cappella kind of version of it before going into like the electronic, you know, beat and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just my way of kind of bringing precedence into that moment and paying respect to such a great songwriter.
It's epic, man.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about you as an artist is you always stress the importance of like having a DIY mentality. Like, you know, you talked about, shit, I just did this. I just did this because I can.
I just did this.
Epic that it's turned out that way. But it's panned out so well. We got a text in just before you play us a couple tunes.
Yeah.
Says, please tell Geneva I listened to her album 3 times on loop today. Effing brilliant.
Oh, you're effing brilliant. I love you.
And before they were handing out the, they were giving away your album on breakfast.
Yes.
And someone, I think they played Toi Tu Te Tiriti, and someone was like, I didn't want to turn off the radio, but I had to go and listen to that song again. So
really?
That's, man.
Oh my gosh, I should tell Eric. He did the arrangement, so.
You created something special. Thank you so much. And you got some songs for us.
Yes, I do. So I kind of actually wanted to start off the set with a surprise interview that I did with Ordinary Kaipara.
Wicked.
So Te Pāti Māori were actually down in the quad when I arrived, and I was early because I just showed up early like a big nerd. I was just like, oh yeah. And I watched them talk, and then they all kind of broke out, and I was like, oh, like maybe they might want to come up. And then I ended up having this really beautiful conversation with Ordinary, who is running for Tāmaki Makaurau. Mm. The elections are happening soon. So I just wanted to play something like that first and then go into the set, if that's okay.
Man. It's your words, your oyster. Do whatever.
Cool. Well, this is me talking to Ordinary Kaipara, and I got her to do a sting as well. And then after that, I'll be doing Pōkare Kariana.
Kia ora, everyone. It's Auntie Ordinary. Yes, Ordinary Kaipara from Te Pāti Māori, and you are listening to 95 BFM. So my team and I, we are encouraging everybody to get out and vote from the 25th of August. That is a Monday. That is the beginning of advance voting. The end date is actually the Saturday, the 6th of September. Now, what we're also saying is, let's not delay Māori Mā. Let's not wait till the last minute. And there's a real strong reason why. And that is because the week after the 25th, is actually Te Ariki Nui Kuini Ngāwai Hono I Te Pō. That is her very first koronehana, the coronation of our Māori Queen, the second ever Māori Queen in our entire history, and she's the youngest. And it's her day on the 6th of September where we will all be down in Tūranga Waiwai to watch and witness her coming of age and her very first speech as Te Kuini Māori. So, do not delay. 25th of August, there'll be a few limited voting booths open. Definitely one here on site on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, we're encouraging also, make sure you have no empty seats in your waka or you have no credit left on your AT hop card. You get all your mates, you go down to the voting booth, you tick the black box and no other colour but the black one. The black is the Māori. You tick that box and you get your auntie into Parliament who will fight for you.
Ngā mihi nui. Thank you so much, Ordinary, for coming in. You're incredible. I wish you the best of luck with this election. And,
yeah.
Josh, who did the arrangement for this. Fiona on drums, Fiona Campbell, and Lani Kirkus. I love you, BFM!
Bro, that was so wicked. What the...
What is going on? I wanted to go on an emo buzz for this. I'm wearing a black veil for all of you at home. And this next one is called Kiss You Goodbye. And it's about essentially breaking up with your former self and being like, thanks.
Love it.
Love it. Goodbye.
Those days.
there, BFM. I promise the next one is a lot happier. And I might need your help with it as well. Okay. I'm just going to do a little bit of a line check on this one just to make sure that... I know this is live, but, you know, we got to make sure that we get it right.
It's BFM, man. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Had me out here contemplating all my thoughts and feelings.
Man, do we have time for one more?
Time is yours.
All right, good.
Yeah, we good?
Oh no, I did all of them at once. What do I do? Oh, I know. It's okay. It's totally fine. All right.
Wicked.
Tūtira mai ngā iwi.
Owe.
Tātou tātoue. I can't hear ya. Tūtira mai ngā iwi.
Owe.
Tātou tātoue. That's right. Pai a te maramatanga. Me te aroha e ngā iwi. Kia tapatahi, kia kotahira. Tātou tātoue. Feel good about your life, listeners out there. I love you. Geneva AM loves you. 95 BFM loves you. Okay, everybody. Okay, you ready? You can buy it at Stockist in Auckland throughout the country. So, just go to your local record store. I know that they're all through JB Hi-Fi and that, but like just your local record store and see what they've got, and they might order it in, you know? And I'm planning on putting some on my Bandcamp, but that's later.
That's later. Woo! You heard it from Geneva. So, Geneva AM, thank you so much.
Mwah, thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.